gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody, and thank you very much for joining me for another hour of Auto World. In this hour of the broadcast, we're going to finish up our conversation, which we started in a previous hour, with Gary Patterson, the Vice President of Shelby American, celebrating 50 years in production, 50 years in the U.S., and doing it in grand style. Gary is joining us from the New York International Auto Show. The public days are winding down, and they've got an amazing vehicle on display. We're going to tell you more about that. Also coming up in this hour, Paul Eisenstein, speaking of the New York International Auto Show. He's the publisher of the Detroit Bureau and contributor to many other publications around the globe. He's going to be joining us, and we're going to discuss the New York Auto Show, some of the important unveils, like the new Dodge Viper, the new Ram, the new Nissan Altima, and many other new vehicles at the show. We'll get Paul's opinion on that. And, of course, we'll throw out a trivia question as well. As a matter of fact, we'll make it a Shelby trivia question. Back in the 1980s, when Carroll was working with the folks at Chrysler through his connection with Lee Iacocca, there was a subcompact version of a particular vehicle that had the very interesting letters GLH, which was the particular subcompact from the Chrysler folks that was GLH. I'm not giving you the actual name of the vehicle. It's a something GLH, and this is a highly collectible Shelby vehicle today. So give us a call at our toll-free line from anywhere across North America. It's 855-660-4261. Gary Patterson is with us from the New York International Auto Show. So how's the traffic been there today, Gary, at the show?
Well, it's been very busy today. A lot of people out. It's a gorgeous day in New York. Actually, a lot of sunshine today and yesterday, so people took advantage of the nice weather for the weekend. I think mid-70s, upper 70s, really a great time to get out, and people have taken advantage of that. So, anyway, when you were calling about the trivia question, I was like, oh, I know the answer to that.
No, you're disqualified on that one, my friend. But we'll take more calls. People are calling in already at 855-660-4261. Before the top of the hour break there, I was asking you a little bit about the ordering process. If somebody out there is interested in acquiring one of these very limited production, fully documented and ready to go 200-mile-an-hour Shelby 1000s, What's the procedure? What do you have to do?
Well, the procedure is really the same for the whole product line. It's the first thing you need to do is get a hold of Shelby. So ShelbyAmerican.com, or our phone number out in Las Vegas is 702-942-7325. And just ask for vehicle sales. You can also come out Monday through Saturday and visit the facility and take a tour of the plant, see everything there in the museum, a free public tour at 10:30 Monday through Saturday. But we encourage you to do that because you'll end up, we can help you with a vehicle purchase or even an existing car in most cases, even a used Mustang. We can convert that to a shelf. So that's pretty cool if you've got a 2006 or newer Mustang. There's lots of things that we can do depending on the model. So, at any rate, give us a call.
Sounds like lots of fun that you're having, and certainly in recent years, like I said earlier, you guys have done some wonderful things with this latest generation Mustang. The next generation Mustang reportedly is due for 2015, and I'm sure you guys are rolling up your sleeves already for that and can't wait to get a hold of this 2013 power plant with 5.8 liters. The New York Auto Show, and we'll talk to Paul Eisenstein a little bit more about this upcoming here in a moment, is a very unique show in that You know, very significant, of course, with all the media coverage there in New York. And last year, I know you got huge coverage on the Super Snake. I'm wondering how you did this year. And also, it's interesting that people don't think of New York as being a car place. Of course, the city isn't, but people got to realize that the New York Auto Show draws from the whole tri-state area, Connecticut, New Jersey, and New York State. And a lot of brands do extremely well there. Jeep, it's the number one market for Jeep in the whole USA. And I know Jag does very well in that neck of the woods, and a lot of performance vehicles. So sometimes people think it's only the West Coast folks that love the performance cars, but there's plenty on the East Coast, Gary.
Yeah, and sometimes you just got to get out of town. So these cars aren't real great in Manhattan. I wouldn't want to trade paint with the thousands of yellow taxi cabs running around. But it's, a lot of people have a real passion for motor cars and motorsports here. It's a company headquarters for a lot of performance companies and brands. And so it's really a great place to showcase performance vehicles and show off what you got. So we've had a great time and a lot of great exposure for Shelby right here at the New York Auto Show.
And again, everybody, check out the latest rendition of Road and Track, where this vehicle adorns the cover, the Shelby 1000, and you can also check it online at roadandtrack.com. Gary, my friend, thank you so much for your time here today, and I'm sure we'll be visiting with you in the not-too-distant future. Say hello to John Luft, and sorry we didn't get to do these live at the press days, but it's kind of fun having you on air live from the show right now.
Well, it's always good to talk to you, Bob, because I know you're a big car enthusiast, and you share some love for different vehicles, and it's always neat. So anytime, we'll catch up. You never know what's coming up next at Shelby.
Excellent. Thank you so much. He is Gary Patterson, the Vice President of Shelby American, talking about one of the big, interesting vehicles introduced, star cars, at the New York Auto Show, the Shelby 1000. Speaking of the New York International Auto Show, joining us right now to give us his thoughts about some of the big, important unveils in the Big Apple is the publisher of the DetroitBureau.com, esteemed automotive journalist. You can read him all over the place, and also contributor to NPR Public Radio, Paul Eisenstein. Hey there, Paul. How you doing?
Hi, Bob. Good to be with you. I'm sorry we didn't get to connect either, but as Gary mentioned, it was an amazingly busy show. I was stunned at just how much came down and how difficult it was simply to catch up with anybody because you're running from one event to another.
Absolutely. I mean, a lot packed in a very short span of time, and this seems to be the trend with the automakers these days and with the shows. Look at how Detroit has downsized the number of days. They like to get us journalists there and then keep us extremely busy.
Yeah, absolutely. This was a as busy a show as I can remember for a long time. That was part of the fun, just the fact that there was so much going on. For anybody who has not, for some reason, checked out the coverage, not just on the DetroitBureau.com, but so many other sites, it really was a case of almost brain fatigue trying to keep up with everything. I think, frankly, this is probably the best New York Auto Show in memory. It's probably going back to sometime in the early 90s when they had a show that was as significant in terms of just the number of announcements.
Well, let's talk about some of the important unveils. We'll begin, since we were talking to Gary about a super high-performance vehicle, the return of the Snake, the Viper from SRT. It's no longer Dodge. It's the SRT Viper, and they're going to have two incarnations, and they had a big unveil and a private party also for the media and for some members of the Viper community. And what's your thoughts on the design and the overall execution? When we come back on the other side, we'll find out what Paul has to think about the Viper. And we've got that trivia question out there about that Chrysler product that was a little Econobox that got some treatment from Shelby. What is it? Give us a call. This is Auto World.
East of the highway, hot sparks burning the night away, two lips touching together.
Are your cable rates rising? Tired of being pushed around by your provider? It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. Packages start at just $24.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now and get Dish Network installed free. Plus your choice of HBO, Cinemax, or Stars free for 3 months. If you call in right now, Dish Network will also throw in free HD for life. PMG Dish, a Dish Network authorized retailer, is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-250-1576. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in crystal clear digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with the cable company anymore. At only $24.99 per month, they're practically giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-250-1576. That's 800-250-1576. Again, 800-250-1576. Limited time offer, prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice. 24-month agreement required. Cancellation fees, auto pay, and paperless billing and other restrictions apply. Call for details.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well. Free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
We're back live. Thank you for joining us. You can find us each and every week at this very same time on this very same radio station, or you can check us out online when you're away from that. Matter of fact, we have a lot of listeners all around the world. I mean, the number one city outside of United States cities listening to Auto World is Tokyo, and also Beijing. We have a number of listeners there, and people in Europe. It's amazing how the Internet has really opened up the radio program to being a global happening, and we are so thankful for all those folks listening to our archives at GCNLive.com as well as the Automotive Radio Network.com. Paul Eisenstein is with us, noted automotive journalist. And Paul, I pose the question about the pride of Ralph Gilles, the head of the SRT brand for the Chrysler Group and the lead designer as well. He took the wraps off his baby, the Viper, and no question, it's a looker.
Oh, yeah. I don't know if you saw the picture that we have up on the site of Ralph, who is, of course, the head of design for all of Chrysler, as well as the head of the SRT division. But when he pulled the covers, he gave it one huge kiss on the front fender.
And I think they really, you know, did the brand justice here by coming out. The GTS model of the Viper was very much beloved, and this design very much kind of echoes those cues, kind of brings it up modern, modernizes it both exterior-wise. The interior is promised to be a whole lot more hospitable than the previous generations. And,
No question, Bob. There is a downside. Let's talk about that for a second. If anything disappointed some folks, and I talked to a few other designers who loved the vehicle so much, they were looking for a little bit more modern. It's definitely a Viper. So Ralph told me a few months before showing the car, and this was a great, well-kept secret, something unusual in the auto industry. You know, things leak out everywhere. Nothing leaked out on this. But he did hint to me at a conversation we had early this year that they were in the sort of box that Mike Maurer was in when he had to redesign the Porsche 911. It had to be a Viper, just like Maurer had to design a 911. And yet when you look at the 911, the new one, you go, wow, that's just right. And I think most people, even those who were sort of hoping they would stretch a little bit, were hoping for something dramatically different, have said no, that was the right thing to do. And so I think you'll find some critics saying, oh, gee, couldn't they have just done something really different, you know, more like a like some of the European sports cars? And I think that those folks are probably going to ease up a little bit with their criticism, and you're going to start finding that they're saying, no, this was the right thing to do.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see. One thing that I think he did the right move with as far as models, that you can get two different models, one more geared towards the traditional Viper buyer who doesn't want a lot of the luxury features. And if I was going to buy the Viper, I would buy the GTS because I like all the cool stuff, the navigation and the high-end stereo and the quality, supposedly Ferrari-esque quality leathers. I think, you know, they're definitely moving this vehicle upscale, I would say, Paul, and I would imagine that GTS Viper is going to be a whole lot more expensive than what we've seen from Vipers in the past.
I tend to think so, though. I don't know. I would suspect that they're going to try not to price it in an entirely different world, in part because they will have to go up against all those supercars, and they don't want to be marketing something that you know, the media starts saying, oh, look at the sales numbers. It's nothing there. They've got that plant that they reopened and so on. So will they drive it up market? Yeah, I think they will. But I think they'll be wise. They won't try to go for the massive dollars right out of the box. Now, you hit on something just a second ago, and it's surprising. While I heard people grumble a little bit about not stretching far enough with the design, and let me stop and say that I happen to think it's a beautiful vehicle. Mm-hmm. It just took my breath away when it came out. So I am not one of those that believes it didn't stretch far enough. We're people, and Bob, I'm going to sneeze, so I'm going to put you on mute for 1 second.
Sure, absolutely. Paul Eisenstein joins us from Detroit Live. He's publisher of the DetroitBureau.com. Everybody check it out, and we'll get the info from Paul on all the cool things that he offers at the site. But, Paul, tell us more about the Viper.
Yeah, sorry about that. It's allergy season here in Detroit. Anyway, the thing that probably surprised me most is that we haven't heard much controversy about all the technology. You were around when it first came out back in the early 90s, and one of the things that Bob Lutz, remember that was where he was back then, this was one of his babies, and Lutz's whole attitude was that they needed to have a pure sports car that didn't get all caught up and a lot of electronics. In his earlier days, Lutz was not a fan of all the high-tech stuff. He really liked raw mechanical technology. And so they didn't even have anti-lock brakes. And when Chrysler under Iacocca in his final years was out there bragging that they had put airbags ahead of any other maker in everything they had, there was one asterisk, and that asterisk was except for the Viper. So over the years, they continued to have very, very little technology in this vehicle. Nowadays, of course, you can't have a car legally without not only anti-lock brakes and traction control, but even stability control. I mean, you just have to. That's the law. The good thing is you're allowed to turn the technologies off. There is a full-off mode. There are, again, depending on which model you get, you'll be able to adjust your shocks so you can have a certain level of control over the damping of the vehicle. And there's going to be a lot of other high tech in this vehicle. I don't think that's going to bother people, especially if, as they say, you'll be able to turn the technology off if you want that pure sports car experience.
Yeah, definitely. And it's going to be interesting to see, how it's received and how it performs. Certainly, the power to weight ratio, and that's one thing. I was expecting this vehicle to trump the Shelby GT500 for 2013. Comes a little short of that, 640 versus 650 horsepower, but you got to realize it's a V10, normally aspirated. The Mustang's a V8, and it's got a supercharger on it. And you also got to look at the power to weight ratio, which one area that this vehicle really shines. It's up there with some really hefty, heavy duty, big buck company.
Well, Bob, let's modify what you just said. It's up there with some high number vehicles, but it's not hefty. In fact, that's one of the cool things. It's like a lot of other folks, including Porsche with the new 911. When they redesigned the new Viper, they put an emphasis on cutting weight. And remember, weight is the enemy of both fuel economy and performance, and they did a great job. So when you look at the numbers on a power to weight ratio, and that is what matters. You look, I'm getting a little side of myself, but you look at the new McLaren. It's got great numbers, but it is by no means the most powerful vehicle out there. But it's so lightweight that it knocks a bunch of vehicles with significantly more horsepower out of the box on a pure off-the-line situation. And that's the thing. When we get back, let's talk about where this ranks on power to weight.
Perfect segue, Paul. This is Auto World. Don't go away.
Your car more than 5 years old? Has your manufacturer or dealership warranty expired? Every mile you drive, your car is getting closer to needing costly repairs. How will you pay the hundreds, even thousands of dollars needed to get your car back on the road when the inevitable happens? Call the Auto Protection Hotline now. You will speak to a friendly representative that will guide you through setting up a zero-fee coverage plan that is tailored to your needs. There's no obligation. Call 888-833-9257 and put your warranty worries behind you.
Want a clean, shiny car? Try the latest new technology, wash drops. No hose, no rinse, all you need is one bucket of water. Wash drops' advanced scientific formula is amazing. Simply wash with a clean sponge and wipe dry. Buy wash drops today on washdrops.com. Check out YouTube and washdrops.com. Wash drops, the smart solution.
Spring is here, growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. The country is running out of food. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
Crank up your savings at the Webb's headquarters for hand crank and solar power preparedness. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Save now on solar generators from $289. Solar lanterns, just $24.95. Solar waterproof flashlights, only $12.95. Cook Anywhere solar ovens from $279.95. Portable solar panels from 21stCenturyGoods.com give you the freedom to harness the power of the sun to charge your gear wherever you go. Show your patriotism with our line of solar flagpole lights. Plus, find a full line of emergency and shortwave radios, solar lanterns, and LED flashlights. And see our monthly two-for-one specials at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Spelled the number two, the number one, ST, CenturyGoods.com. Or call 866-999-8422. Spend $100 or more and get a free hand crank solar flashlight when you mention you heard us on GCN at checkout. Crank up your savings only at 21stCenturyGoods.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
We're telling you all about the recently concluded press days of the New York International Auto Show with Paul Eisenstein, the publisher of the DetroitBureau.com, and Paul and I have been talking about the Viper and power-to-weight ratio, and this is one area in which the new Viper really shines, Paul.
Oh, it's just amazing. Memory serves, Bob, I believe the number one vehicle when it comes to power-to-weight ratio is the Bugatti Veyron.
Yep.
That 1,000-plus horsepower vehicle, which, of course, is heavily, lightly made out of carbon fiber. And the new F12 Berlinetta by Ferrari is number two.
Mm-hmm.
If the numbers hold when the vehicle actually hits the street, and it should, we are going to see the Viper slip into the number three spot, the third most horsepower to weight in any vehicle on the market. Now, that's significant because to me, that's more important in many ways than the actual raw horsepower numbers. We should be seeing performance like nobody can expect out of this new Viper.
Absolutely, and when you look at the price tags of the Bugatti and that upcoming new Ferrari as well, this is going to be a relative bargain for those folks lucky enough. Well, as long as we're talking about Chrysler stuff, let's talk about a truck. I didn't get downstairs to actually see it, but I did an interview with the CEO of the Ram brand, and the Ram 1500 was unveiled there. And technology-wise, Paul, I'm really impressed with what I heard. 8-speed automatic, air suspension, lowering the vehicle at highway speed, lowering the vehicle getting in and out. Sounds like they really did a good job.
Yeah, I think that they needed to make this big jump. If you recall, it wasn't that many years ago that Dodge was an absolute, it was Dodge back then, that was an absolute number three player. They were about in the position that the Japanese are right now, with Ford and GM just dominating the pickup segment. they came up with that striking, almost retro-look Ram pickup and took off. And now Chrysler probably does a little bit better in the pickup segment in terms of market share than they do almost anywhere else except for the sport utilities. Well, they've split off the Dodge pickup product and made it into its own brand, Ram. And they really needed to bump it up again. As you said, they needed to come up with something spectacular. And they've done it. The Ram 1500 is just great. And you have what is very important. You now have this V6 option that's giving you the sort of fuel economy that you just wouldn't expect out of a full-size truck. I don't know if you've been following the numbers, Bob. This is significant. For the 11th month in a row in March, the Ford F-Series outsold the six-cylinder options, outsold the V8.
Mm.
That is a big trend in the market right now. Now, of course, Ford has both the EcoBoost and a conventional six-cylinder engine, but they are outselling V8s in a full-size pickup. And frankly, I think that Chrysler is going to be looking to do the same thing with the new Ram 1500 because this is about 20% more fuel efficient than the model it replaces.
Let's talk about some of the other very important unveils. Nissan, what is becoming very interesting now that we've got some really decent-looking vehicles, thanks to Jay Mays and the Fusion and a number of other vehicles like the Kia Optima. All of a sudden, you know, the mid-size, affordable sedan market is really heating up. So this is a very
Absolutely.
Important move for Nissan, an all-new Altima.
Yeah. Bob, before I forget... After this, because you're leading the discussion, when we're done with this, let's talk a little bit about the whole issue of design
mm-hmm.
and Toyota in particular. But let's focus on the midsize segment right now. Now this is a segment where the dominant players had a tendency to be plain vanilla. The Camry that came out last year, you and I talked about this.
Mm-hmm.
They brought out a vehicle. They showed their dealers 18 months before launch, and the dealers told them, Jim Lentz, head of the of Toyota here in North America, told me, the dealers said we can't sell it. Toyota had a rush back, do a modest redesign, mostly front and rear end plastic, some interior work, just to get a vehicle that could sell. Now, they're pumping out a lot of incentives. They're doing everything they can. And frankly, if it wasn't Toyota, I don't think the new Camry would be selling very well at all. Honda is... We're waiting to see what the new Accord will look like. The new Accord Coupe concept that was shown in Detroit was okay, but it certainly wasn't setting the world on fire. Now come Ford with the Fusion, which is just winning all the awards even before it hits the market. And in New York, we saw the new Altima, which, while it's not as radical as the Fusion, it's a striking vehicle, and it's the right time for Nissan. Interestingly enough, the old Nissan Altima, which is an old, long-in-the-tooth car, outsold the Accord in March.
Mm-hmm.
Now imagine what they're going to be doing. If they come up with this striking vehicle, it's lighter, it's more fuel efficient, they're putting an emphasis on price, they're loading it up with technology. Now imagine if Honda, in fact, doesn't really surprise us with a much more impressive vehicle than what we saw in the concept form, we may see that Accord could permanently, or at least for the next generation, slip behind Nissan. Nissan could start giving a challenge to the real 800, 900-pound gorilla, which is the Camry. And in fact, Carlos Ghosn, the CEO of Nissan, has said, he made a declaration in New York, that he expects Altima to become the number one car in the midsize segment.
Well, that's a pretty bold statement because this is going to be a really interesting sword fight between these automakers because in the midsize segment for 2013, you've got some really, really cool looking vehicles. And for the first time in a long time, first time ever really, in my opinion, I mean, you can finally buy a midsize sedan that has personality.
Right. And look at Sonata. That thing is not losing any momentum,
mm-hmm.
even though it's a couple years old right now. And as you know, BMW recently hired one of the top, the hottest designer Hyundai hired one of the top BMW designers to come over and to help put the momentum on design development at that brand, which is, of course, already turning heads with the newest models like the Sonata and the Elantra. And now you have Kia, which is gaining ground fast with the Optima. I actually think that the Optima has a little bit more legs long-term than does the Sonata, which is striking, but maybe a little bit too over the top, which could, you know, run its course quickly. You see Buick coming back because it is delivering design, plus it has some cool technology like the e-assist system. I talk to people now who cannot believe that they're saying favorable things about Buick product and their design and their technology. Buick, like Hyundai, was a brand that people just about wrote off not all that many years ago. I think that the midsize segment is up for grabs. We don't know who is going to be dominating, and the only thing that will keep Honda and Toyota in the lead will be by them pumping tons of money out there to keep people loyal.
It's true. I mean, my broadcast locale in New York was right across from the all-new Camry, and when you look at comparisons to some of the other brands that we've been talking about, as we talked earlier on the broadcast a number of months back, I mean, you know, people love the Camry, they love the brand and everything else, but boy, I mean, how can you, when you now have the opportunity to buy a really cool-looking vehicle for the same amount of money, and with the problems that Toyota has had in the media with all
right.
kinds of mechanical issues, I mean, they got to be well.
Oh, I absolutely agree with you, Bob. When you look at what happened with Toyota, a lot of their traditional reputation has disappeared. Now, one of the interesting things is that you have the Avalon on display on the floor at Jacob Javits Center. And when I led some tours of the show right after the press days, it was intriguing to me to see how people reacted. So you bring them around, and all of a sudden you have the Avalon, which is the first sign we've gotten that the Toyota brand might actually take up the mantra put down by the new CEO and deliver design. You've got that next to the Camry, and you got a beautiful advanced design next to, pardon me, but a boring mobile.
Absolutely. More with Paul straight ahead.
Chances are you'll find somewhere on your road tonight. Seems I always end up driving by.
If you owe the IRS back taxes and they're making your life miserable, get ready for a special free offer. Expert tax advisors can help you protect your home from liens, stop wage garnishment, and give you immediate collection relief. In fact, we guarantee to contact the IRS within 30 minutes of you becoming a client to start the tax relief process. Don't try to take on the most powerful organization in the United States by yourself. Call for free tax relief information and a free consultation on how we can help you. There is no cost or obligation to discover the programs that are available to stop your IRS problems from getting worse. Call our toll-free helpline now, 800-260-6735. That's 800-260-6735. The IRS will not go away. The pressure you feel now will only grow. Get the help you deserve. Call for a free, no-obligation consultation now. Tax relief is a phone call away. Call Expert Tax Advisors at 800-260-6735. That's 800-260-6735.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5, or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
BePrepared.com is making deals in April because you need to be prepared now and you need to save. BePrepared.com is the official site of Emergency Essentials, a 24-year leader in emergency preparedness supplies. Everything from long-term food storage to emergency kits, water storage and filtration to alternative light and heat sources. What's on sale? Now through April 30th, save 28% on a freeze-dried garden vegetable combo, which includes peas, corn, beans, cauliflower, celery, and onions. Save 33% on the Katadyn Hiker Microfilter. New instant white rice as low as $8.49 and a 72-hour MRE food and water supply, a $72 value for only $49.99 and much more at BePrepared.com. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and our low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. Hurry, the BePrepared.com April sale ends April 30th. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Jay Leno. You're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you so much for joining us here on Auto World. My name is Bob Long, along with Paul Eisenstein, publisher of the DetroitBureau.com. And Paul, before we go any further, there's so many stories on the we're not going to get a chance to have you comment on today. We'll have to get you back real soon, but folks can check it out by logging on to the DetroitBureau.com. But you also have lots of cool freebies.
Well, the great thing is we let you stay on top of all the news all the time. You don't have to wait to find out about it after all your friends tell you what the latest hot new car is or what the breaking news story is. The DetroitBureau.com covers everything from news to reviews, features, spy shots, and more. And you can simply sign up by going to the site, TheDetroitBureau.com, for everything from a per-post alert that will tell you every time we post a breaking story to a roundup that tells you what happened that day, that week, or even that month. And it is free. It's always free. You can also get Twitter feeds. You can get RSS feeds. And, of course, everything on the site, top to bottom, is free.
No doubt about it. Free, and that's a good thing in 2012.
I like that number, yeah.
I saw you doing those tours, and I think it's a great thing for us to talk about a little bit. I was doing some last-minute radio interviews, and I saw Paul come in with a very large group of people leading this tour through the auto show. And, Paul, what was the reaction from these folks that you were giving this special guided tour? I mean, what were some of the vehicles that really got them excited or had them asking you questions? I'm very curious.
Well, clearly the Viper was one of the hottest ones that everybody was asking about. There were a lot of folks that had a lot of fun going over to check out the Shelby. I mean, 1,000 horsepower just gets people. By the way, let's get it correct. It's 950 on the street. Only 950, Bob.
I know.
Of course, if you get the track edition, then you get up to 1,100. So I guess it rounds out well. So we'll let them get away with
it. Exactly. For this year, anyway.
Yeah. Now, the other vehicle that I think everybody was really stunned by, it, we spent a lot of time talking about, believe it or not, was the Terra Fuga Transition.
Oh, yeah. I saw this first, actually, at the Greenwich Concours in Connecticut a number of years back, but there it was at the New York Auto Show.
They have gotten the basic go-ahead that they need from both the FAA, the Federal Aviation Administration, and from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. which, by the way, I have just confused a whole bunch of your listeners. They're going, wait. They got FAA approval, and they're named Terra Fugia. What? Okay, forget about spelling it. Go to the site, put in the transition. We'll tell you how to spell it. This is a fun vehicle. Now, I've been a pilot wannabe forever, and I've never gotten around to it. There were five students at MIT, the graduate program, back about a decade ago, came up with an idea. They were all apparently amateur pilots and wanted to see more people get up in the sky. You know, the reality is it's an expensive and difficult program to get the full pilot's license. And one of the things that they came up with was the same idea that has been tempting people since at least the day of Henry Ford. I'm not sure if you know this, Bob, but Henry Ford actually had a flying flivver, a version of the sort of based on the Model T. The idea was it would be essentially a car that you could then fly from destination to destination and then put it back in the road and keep going. Well, this has been tried so many times, and all the experiments have, well, they've never quite made it. There's a few variations. There's a couple of other people who are playing with it now, but this is the first one that really apparently will roll or fly into showrooms. The idea is it's just about, with the wings folded up, it's about the size of a Cadillac Escalade. And believe it or not, it gets about 35 miles a gallon on the highway and about 20-some miles per gallon, if you measure it that way, while it's in the air. It can easily hit 10,000 feet. It can do, I think they said, about 115 miles an hour cruising in the air, readily do 80 miles an hour on the ground. And you need a student, or actually it's a, what do they call it, a sport pilot license, which means it's a limited, about half the time, half the investment. You can only drive it during daylight hours and only, you know, visual flight rules. But then you can upgrade as you move forward. You don't have to get all the heavy-duty licensing out of the way just to get in the air. Now, they are even taking a special deal at the show. You can put a $2,500 deposit down rather than the normal $10,000. There is one drawback, Bob.
Mm-hmm.
Are you ready?
Okay.
$179,000 for the vehicle.
Oh boy, there's always that.
Yeah, so you save a few thousand bucks on the pilot's license, but you do spend a fair bit to get in the air. It is an ungainly, funny, but amazing thing to watch the images. I've not seen it actually fly. I've seen video of it. It does get up there, and it looks very real. By the way, it's carbon fiber, which holds the weight down, and one of the reasons the mileage is good. Now, here's one other bad side. We all have had fender benders. Unfortunately, if you have a fender bender, if you ding any of this vehicle, any of these vehicles on the ground, you can't take it to your local repair shop. You do have to go to a certified aircraft mechanic for inspection and repair. So that will add a little bit of the cost. But you know what? If you really love the idea of being able to fly and want the idea of not having to land and then deal with such things as taxis or rental cars, this might just be the option. I think if it proves as effective and it proves as safe as they claim, once it starts taking off next year and going on sale, they may just have a real market.
Yeah, I would not be surprised, because certainly flying today is a real hassle, flying commercial airlines and with roads and a lot of metropolitan areas just totally packed. I could see the well-heeled executive having one of these, or just somebody like yourself, Paul, who always wanted to fly. I haven't seen the vehicle in action or the videos either, but I remember seeing it at Greenwich a couple of years back, and I just picturing with the wings folded up, that driving down some highway, that's going to be an interesting look.
Well, the thing that would scare me the most are the people who are so, you know, their eyes are bugging out and they're looking at the thing and they forget what they're doing and they wind up running into it.
That is true. Another great story to watch. What were some of your other favorite vehicles in New York, Paul?
Oh, my gosh. I'm trying to, Bob, I hate to say it. I'm running down the list and there are so many of them. You know, the Altima obviously was one of the most important. The Avalon, as I said, mm-hmm. was one of the most critical vehicles out of New York. I think one we're going to have to be watching. Now, another vehicle that I think is worth discussing. Sorry, I'm just doing a mental check as we run down.
Sure.
One of the interesting vehicles, another one from the Nissan Motor Corporation, was at the Infiniti stand where we saw the LE Concept.
Mm-hmm.
It is, I have been told that the amount of change that we'll see in production will be very small. That fancy, almost Tiffany-like grill will go away. There'll be a few changes to mirrors and the like. But this is a battery sporty car. I won't call it a sports car, but it's a sporty car based on the Nissan Leaf platform. It's lower. It's much more sexy. It really is a nice, sexy design. It's expected to get about 100 miles per charge, and it'll cut at least 2 to 3 seconds off the 0 to 60 of the admittedly slow Nissan Leaf. So I think this could be a real one to watch. You know, one of the things that we're going to be keeping an eye out is whether battery cars get relegated into this boring but cheap to fuel ghetto, or whether they're going to start to appeal to people who really like driving as well, who aren't just greenies, but really enjoy driving. That's certainly where both Tesla and Fisker are going,
mm-hmm,
with the Karma. And by the way, we also did get to see in a sneak preview before the actual auto show, we,
mm-hmm,
got to see the Fisker Atlantic, which will be the next generation plug-in hybrid from those folks. I'm hoping that it'll resolve a lot of the problems that we experienced when we drove the Fisker Karma. There's a lot to like about the Karma, but it's extraordinarily heavy. It's very big.
Mm-hmm.
The GM-sourced internal combustion engine in there is nice, but not the best for the combination. I think that, frankly, when the Atlantic comes out, if it's as good as I'm hearing in some inside stories, it will probably mean that they'll just basically do away with the Karma, because I think the Atlantic will do everything and do it better.
It's going to be an interesting story to watch at the DetroitBureau.com. And, Paul, there's just so many things happening. And one of the stories that I got to get your comment on, can you hold with us through the top of the hour break?
Sure, we'll do that, because I also want to talk about the Beijing show.
Wonderful. More with Paul Eisenstein straight ahead after the top of the hour news. If you're going away, we'll see you next time around. I'm Bob Long, and you've been listening to another hour of Auto World.
Telling me this and there to a sex. I said you're on buddy mom,
Hi, Ted Anderson announcing a great way to listen to radio on the telephone. By calling 760-569-7700, you'll be hearing GCNLive.com programs in seconds. Come to GCNLive.com, find your favorite host's dedicated phone number, and hear them 24-7. You heard me right, every show has a dedicated phone number. Stop by GCNLive.com and bookmark their number today. And again, that's 760-569-7700. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.